This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. Hi, this is Terry Toad, WSMI program and sports director. Tally Broadcasting is celebrating 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI AM 1540 and 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI FM 106. And it's time now for a special interview featuring former WSMI staff members and others associated with the broadcasting industry. And we have a chance to talk with Randy Miller, who worked at WSMI during, I believe, the mid to late 70s. Is that correct, Randy?
You are correct, T. From April of 1976 to January of 1980.
Now, we have to go back to the Randy Miller beginnings here because you had some radio experience prior to getting into college, in fact, in the Shelbyville area.
Yes, I did. While I was in college at Lakeland College in Mattoon from 73 to 75, I worked at what was at that time my hometown radio station of WSHY AM and FM in Shelbyville. And when I graduated from Lakeland in April, May of 75, went to work at the former WFWA in Sullivan, and I was there a little less than a year, and they had a change in ownership and management, and I was not a part of that, and that's when I applied at WSMI in Litchfield, and Hayward Talley took a chance on a very young, very green 20-something to come and go to work for him.
From that point on, your life changed dramatically, didn't it?
It did, and I've got to give at the outset, I've got to give Hayward Talley a tremendous amount of credit because the places that I had worked at before I went to work for Hayward, they did radio, but they really didn't do local radio, and they didn't do it the right way. And I give Hayward Talley a huge amount of credit for teaching me what it meant to do local radio, because Hayward is among those very few people in the United States that really blazed the trail for local radio, not only in Illinois, but in the United States. A lot of people that worked with him and for him over the years went into ownership themselves and have done local radio over the years, including myself. So I give him a huge amount of credit. He taught me a lot.
And just to plug local radio, it is alive, it is well, it is very vital to our listening areas.
And it always will be, so long as we stick to the principles that people like Hayward Talley have stuck with for these 60 years on WSMI AM and 50 years on WSMI FM, and that is making sure that we give the school closings, we cover the meetings, we talked about what happened at city council the night before, we talk about who died, we do the trading post type shows where people can call in and buy, sell, and trade items. We do farm broadcasting where we not just talk about what the markets are doing, but why they're doing what they're doing and how that applies to people in the counties that we serve, and Hayward emulates all of that.
Randy, when you started here at WSMI, I believe you were an on-air personality to start with, correct?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say personality, but yeah, they put me on the air. I did sign-ons on Saturday morning, and that was from like 5:30 until 11 o'clock, something like that, and I worked from April until November of 1976 in that position, and being the new kid on the block, I got to do all the remotes, and I had no idea where places like Benelde and Palmyra were until I got the station vehicle with this funny-looking tower that was on a kind of a boat trailer-like thing that I would pull all over creation and go out and do an hour, which would be sold, too, by the way, to local businesses in those communities, to places like New Douglas and Sorrento and the Italian-American Days in Benelde and the Terry Park Fair in Palmyra. If local business people felt like radio exposure was important to those events, we were able to sell advertising in order for me and lots of other WSMI personalities to go and broadcast from those events. And again, to those towns, that's a very big deal, and again, that goes back to part of what local radio is all about.
You got into a different area of interest.
Yeah, in November of 76, I was promoted to Carlinville, and Hayward sent me to Carlinville to do two totally opposite things, one of which I absolutely love doing, the other I had never done. And that is the sales side. And, of course, in radio, the only way that radio stations have to make a living is by selling advertising, by offering the local listenership that we have built up with the local content that we have made on our stations, offering that audience that we have to local businesses so that they can move goods and services in their particular business. I'd never done that part of it, but I had done the news part, which I dearly loved. So I was the assistant branch manager for your branch at Carlinville, for the Carlinville branch studio, from November of 1976 through January of 1980. I actually was promoted to branch manager in the summer of 78, and that's when Olga Kramer came along, and I convinced Hayward to have somebody to do news full-time so that I could go out and sell full-time, and he and I both made a lot more money with me doing that than me doing the news part-time and me doing the news part-time. But I dearly love the years that I had in Carlinville, and had it not been for him sending me to Carlinville, I would have never met my what became my wife, Kathy.
And then, Randy, I know you had dreams of owning your own radio station.
It was. I had that goal even in college, Terry, and with a tutor like Hayward Talley, I really cut my teeth at WSMI, and it enabled me to take those skills and ultimately go into radio ownership. I built my first station in 1982 in Verdon, Illinois, built my second station in 1990 in Carlinville, which was an interesting scenario because then I was competing with the guy that gave me my start. And I won't bore you with the rest of the details, but we ended up in Taylorville in 1992 buying WTIM, and then we sold the Carlinville station in 98. We sold Verdon in 94, sold Carlinville in 98, and then I won't bore you with the rest. But now we have three stations in Taylorville. We have three stations in Kewaunee, Illinois, which is up by the Quad Cities. And we recently acquired WHOW AM and FM in Clinton, Illinois, about 3 years ago.
Well, I know you're one of the hardest working guys I've ever met in my life.
Well, I don't know about that, but I just believe that local radio is fun. And as I talked to a group of students at Lincoln College in Lincoln this morning, and my parting comments to them were, you know, whatever you decide to do in life, make sure it is your passion. Because if it is your passion, then it's not work. You may make a lot of money, you may make a little bit of money, but make sure it's your passion. Because if it's your passion, it will never be work. And in my 38 years in the radio business, it's never been work. And that's not to say that there's been times that have been tough, but it's always been fun to do local radio for a community and make a difference in a community. And again, Hayward Talley taught me that whatever community I'm in, if I'm going to do local radio, I need to make a difference, as he has done in mid-Illinois over these past 60 years.
Randy, you mentioned Olga, the fact that you convinced Hayward to hire a full-time news person for Macoupin County. Who are some of the other folks that worked here during the time you were at WSMI?
Let's see. On the programming side, of course, you came along a couple of years after I did in 78. Tony Taylor came along during that time. He was a great voice. John Michael Marty did mornings for a while. Let's see, Don Denon, longtime salesperson for Hayward. He was there when I came in the late 70s, left and then came back. Jim Nostrant was a salesperson. Will Godby was a Litchfield salesperson for Hayward for years and years and years. Those are the ones off the top of my head. Had the same passion for local radio as I do. And, of course, when I was hired at Carlinville, there were two people, me and a guy named Alan Kunkel, that replaced a guy named John Shad. John had been in radio from Pekin originally, had been in radio for a lot of years, and was the branch manager for, I believe, 7 or 8 years at Carlinville, doing news and sales as a one-man show. And he left and built his own radio station in Emmitsburg, Iowa, in 1977. And he now, he invented a computer that plays commercials for radio stations on the air, and he invented that was called the SmartCaster. In 1989, I bought one of the two prototypes that John built And he now has a business in a town of 4,000 people in Emmitsburg, Iowa, that sells computers that play commercials for radio stations, and his market is now literally around the world.
Do you have an interesting incident or some sort of thing that happened while you were working here that kind of stands out in your mind as one of those one of those goofy things that, you know, maybe we could I could tell an after dinner story about? Do you recall one of those?
This story will be burned in my mind the rest of my life. It was a Saturday morning during the Macoupin County Sesquicentennial Parade. We were set up remotely, and we were sending signal back to the Litchfield studios from the east side of the Carlinville Square, doing live coverage of the Macoupin County Sesquicentennial Parade. We were on WSMI-FM. The parade got off without a hitch, only it was much shorter than it was expected. Now, keep in mind, we were remotely set up there, and there was me and Olga Kramer and a guy named Bob Moreau. There was the three of us doing this live broadcast, including complete play-by-play of every float. Well, it got done sooner than it was supposed to, and we did the official wrap-up. I mean, we did about as much wrap-up as you could possibly do about the rest of the weekend, and, you know, did the big, we now send you back to our WSMI-FM studios at Litchfield, and waited, and we waited, and we waited some more. There was nobody in the control room back at the Litchfield studios, so I went, quick, grab the mics, let's go back on the air. So we turned the remote transmitter back on. I grabbed the mic, my mic, and Olga and Bob attempted to grab theirs, but they didn't quite make it because they were laughing so hard they were literally on the street. And I grabbed the mic, and I go, and we're back. And that was when Olga and Bob just lost it. They just lost it. And I attempted, while they were trying to compose themselves, I attempted to get through reading the schedule one more time.
I've had the good fortune of knowing you since 1974, fall of 74, when I started at Lakeland. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend, and continued success in the future.
Many kudos to Hayward and Emma Talley for their vision to do local radio the way it should be done. And again, he was one of the trailblazers to do that and teaching the rest of us how to serve our local communities through radio.
Randy Miller, as we celebrate 50 years of WSMI FM 106 and 60 years of WSMI AM 1540. Randy, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, T.
All of our special interviews, which are broadcast on WSMI, are available as podcasts on our website, which is WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to them or download them for free. WSMI AM 1540, celebrating 60 years, and WSMI FM 106.1, celebrating 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. For WSMI, I'm Terry Tote.